Today is the 22nd day of July. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today as we gather again here around the global campfire in our safe little oasis that we create for each other and ourselves every day. Place of safety, place of repair, a place to let the scriptures speak into our lives and challenge us in every conceivable way as a human being. And that happens over the course of a year, and some significant transformation can happen if we're paying attention, and we are. So I'm grateful to be here with you today for the next step forward, which leads us back into the book of 2 Chronicles. Today, chapter 6, verse 12 through 8, verse 10. He stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the entire assembly of Israel and spread out his hands. Solomon had made a bronze platform and had it placed in the middle of the enclosure. It was 7.5 feet long, 7.5 wide, and 4.5 feet high. He stood on it, then got down on his knees in front of the entire assembly of Israel. He spread out his hands toward the sky and prayed, "O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth. You maintain covenantal loyalty to your servants who obey you with sincerity. You have kept your word to your servant, my father David. This very day you have fulfilled what you promised. Now, O Lord God of Israel, keep the promise you made to your servant, my father David, when you said, 'You will never fail to have a successor ruling before me on the throne of Israel, provided that your descendants watch their step and obey my law as you have done.' Now, O Lord God of Israel, may the promise you made to your servant David be realized. God does not really live with humankind on earth. Look, if the sky and the highest heaven cannot contain you, how much less this temple I have built? But respond favorably to your servant's prayer and his request for help, O Lord my God. Answer the desperate prayer your servant is presenting to you. Night and day may you watch over this temple, the place where you promised you would live. May you answer your servant's prayer for this place. Respond to the requests of your servant and your people Israel for this place. Hear from your heavenly dwelling place and respond favorably and forgive. When someone is accused of sinning against his neighbor, and the latter pronounces a curse on the alleged offender before your altar in this temple, listen from heaven and make a just decision about your servant's claims. Condemn the guilty party, declare the other innocent, and give both of them what they deserve. If your people Israel are defeated by an enemy because they sinned against you, and if they come back to you, renew their allegiance to you and pray for your help before you in this temple, then listen from heaven. Forgive the sin of your people Israel and bring them back to the land you gave them and their ancestors. The time will come when the skies are shut up tightly and no rain falls because your people sinned against you. When they direct their prayers toward this place, renew their allegiance to you and turn away from their sin because you punish them. Then listen from heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, our people Israel. Certainly, you will then teach them the right way to live and send rain on your land that you have given your people to possess. The time will come when the land suffers from a famine, a plague, blight, and disease, or a locust invasion, or when their enemy lays siege to the cities of the land, or when some other type of plague or epidemic occurs. When all your people Israel pray and ask for help, as they acknowledge their intense pain, and spread out their hands toward this temple, then listen from your heavenly dwelling place. forgive their sin, and act favorably toward each one based on your evaluation of their motives. Indeed, you are the only one who can correctly evaluate the motives of all people, and they will honor you by obeying you throughout their lifetimes as they live on the land you gave to our ancestors. Foreigners who do not belong to your people Israel will come from a distant land because of your great reputation and your ability to accomplish mighty deeds. They will come and direct their prayers toward this temple. Then listen from your heavenly dwelling place and answer all the prayers of the foreigners. Then all the nations of the earth will acknowledge your reputation, obey you as your people Israel do, and recognize that this temple I built belongs to you. When you direct your people to march out and fight their enemies, and they direct their prayers to you toward this chosen city and this temple I built for your honor, then listen from heaven to their prayers for help and vindicate them. The time will come when your people will sin against you, for there is no one who is sinless, and you will be angry at them and deliver them over to their enemies, who will take them as prisoners to their land, whether far away or close by. When your people come to their senses in the land where they are held prisoner, they will repent and beg for your mercy in the land of their imprisonment, admitting, "We have sinned and gone astray. We have done evil." When they return to you with all their heart and being in the land where they are held prisoner and direct their prayers toward the land you gave to their ancestors, your chosen city, and the temple I built for your honor, then listen from your heavenly dwelling place to their prayers for help. Vindicate them and forgive your sinful people. Now, my God, may you be attentive and responsive to the prayers offered in this place. Now ascend, O Lord God, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. May your priests, O Lord God, experience your deliverance. May your loyal followers rejoice in the prosperity you give. O Lord God, do not reject your chosen ones. Remember the faithful promises you made to your servant David. When Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the Lord's splendor filled the temple. The priests were unable to enter the Lord's temple because the Lord's splendor filled the Lord's temple. When all the Israelites saw the fire come down and the Lord's splendor over the temple, they got on their knees with their faces downward toward the pavement. They worshipped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, "Certainly he is good. Certainly his loyal love endures." The king and all the people were presenting sacrifices to the Lord. King Solomon sacrificed 22,000 cattle and 120,000 sheep. Then the king and all the people dedicated God's temple. The priests stood in their assigned spots, along with the Levites, who had the musical instruments used for praising the Lord. These were the ones King David made for giving thanks to the Lord, and which were used by David when he offered praise, saying, "Certainly his loyal love endures." Opposite the Levites, the priests were blowing the trumpets, while all Israel stood there. Solomon consecrated the middle of the courtyard that is in front of the Lord's temple. He offered burnt sacrifices, grain offerings, and the fat from the peace offerings there, because the bronze altar that Solomon had made was too small to hold all these offerings. At that time, Solomon and all Israel with him celebrated a festival for 7 days. This great assembly included people from Lebo Hamath in the north to the stream of Egypt in the south. On the 8th day, they held an assembly, for they had dedicated the altar for 7 days and celebrated the festival for 7 more days. On the 23rd day of the seventh month, Solomon sent the people home. They left, happy and contented, because of the good the Lord had done for David, Solomon, and his people Israel. After Solomon finished building the Lord's temple and the royal palace, and accomplished all his plans for the Lord's temple and his royal palace, the Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said to him, "I have answered your prayer and chosen this place to be my temple, where sacrifices are to be made. When I close up the sky so that it doesn't rain, or command locusts to devour the land's vegetation, or send a plague among my people, if my people, who belong to me, humble themselves, pray, seek to please me, and repudiate their sinful practices, then I will respond from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Now I will be attentive and responsive to the prayers offered in this place. Now I have chosen and consecrated this temple by making it my permanent home. I will be constantly present there. You must serve me as your father David did. Do everything I commanded and obey my rules and regulations. Then I will establish your dynasty, just as I promised your father David. You will not fail to have a successor ruling over Israel. But if you people ever turn away from me, fail to obey the regulations and rules I instructed you to keep, and decide to serve and worship other gods, then I will remove you from my land I have given you. I will abandon this temple I have consecrated with my presence, and I will make you an object of mockery and ridicule among all the nations. As for this temple, which was once majestic, everyone who passes by it will be shocked and say, 'Why did the Lord do this to this land and this temple?' Others will then answer, 'Because they abandoned the Lord God of their ancestors, who led them out of Egypt. They embraced other gods whom they worshipped and served. That is why he brought all this disaster down on them.'" After 20 years, during which Solomon built the Lord's temple and his royal palace, Solomon rebuilt the cities that Huram had given him and settled Israelites there. Solomon went to Hamath Zobah and seized it. He built up Tadmor in the wilderness and all the storage cities he had built in Hamath. He made Upper Bet Haran and Lower Bet Haran, fortified cities with walls and barred gates, and built up Baalat, all the storage cities that belonged to him, and all the cities where chariots and horses were kept. He built whatever he wanted in Jerusalem, Lebanon, and throughout his entire kingdom. Now several non-Israelite peoples were left in the land after the conquest of Joshua, including the Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Their descendants remained in the land. The Israelites were unable to wipe them out. Solomon conscripted them for his work crews, and they continue in that role to this very day. Solomon did not assign Israelites to these work crews. The Israelites served as his soldiers, officers, charioteers, and commanders of his chariot forces. These men worked for King Solomon as supervisors. There were a total of 250 of them who were in charge of the people. Romans 7:14 through 8:8. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold into slavery to sin, for I don't understand what I am doing, for I do not do what I want. Instead, I do what I hate. But if I do what I don't want, I agree that the law is good. But now it is no longer me doing it, but sin that lives in me. For I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my flesh. For I want to do the good, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but I do the very evil I do not want. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer me doing it, but sin that lives in me. So I find the law that when I want to do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being. But I see a different law in my members waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that is in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the life-giving Spirit in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For God achieved what the law could not do, because it was weakened through the flesh. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and concerning sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the righteous requirement of the law may be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh have their outlook shaped by the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit have their outlook shaped by the things of the Spirit. For the outlook of the flesh is death, but the outlook of the Spirit is life and peace, because the outlook of the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to the law of God, nor is it able to do so. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Psalm 18, 1-15. For the music director, by the Lord's servant David, who sang to the Lord the words of this song, when the Lord rescued him from the power of all his enemies, including Saul. He said, I love you, Lord, my source of strength. The Lord is my high ridge, my stronghold, my deliverer. My God is my rocky summit where I take shelter, my shield, the horn that saves me and my refuge. I called to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I was delivered from my enemies. The waves of death engulfed me. The currents of chaos overwhelmed me. The ropes of Sheol tightened around me. The snares of death trapped me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried out to my God. From his heavenly temple, he heard my voice. He listened to my cry for help. The earth heaved and shook. The roots of the mountains trembled. They heaved because he was angry. Smoke ascended from his nose. Fire devoured as it came from his mouth. He hurled down fiery coals. He made the sky sink as he descended. A thick cloud was under his feet. He mounted a winged angel and flew. He glided on the wings of the wind. He shrouded himself in darkness and thick rain clouds. From the brightness in front of him came hail and fiery coals. The Lord thundered in the sky. The Most High shouted. He shot his arrows and scattered them. Many lightning bolts and routed them. The depths of the sea were exposed. The inner regions of the world were uncovered. by your battle cry, Lord, by the powerful breath from your nose. Proverbs 19, 24 and 25. The sluggard has plunged his hand into the dish, and he will not even bring it back to his mouth. Flog a scorner, and as a result, the simpleton will learn prudence. Correct a discerning person, and as a result, he will understand knowledge. Okay, so the Apostle Paul in the letter to the Romans today says some words that I imagine we can all relate to. I can relate to these words. I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. Gosh, if those words sound like your life, then you're in good company. Because these are confessional words from the Apostle Paul that open the door to further discussion of the law in our reading from Romans today. So Paul's saying that the war between right and wrong is an interior battle being waged within a person. The law, he's speaking of the Mosaic law, God's law, is spiritual and good because it simply makes us aware of right and wrong. In our own strength, we are fighting a bleak, losing battle. But there is hope. Paul puts it like this: I am a miserable person. What a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God, the answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. So for Paul, and for you, and for me, Jesus changed the entire plight of humanity. There is no longer any condemnation for those who belong to Jesus. Because we belong to Jesus, his Spirit frees us from the power of sin and death, which is something that the law or anything else could not do. It all boils down to who and what we offer ourselves to. Paul says that those who are dominated by this sinful nature, well, they end up ruminating and thinking about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, think about the things that please the Spirit. So, letting your sinful nature control your mind, according to Paul, leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. Wow. Like, let's try to live into that for the rest of the day. Consciously turn to the Spirit when things come up, when jealousy comes up, when envy comes up, when lust comes up, when rage comes up, when anything that disrupts your peace and wholeness and works against those things, whenever those things come up, we're supposed to remember here that we have a choice in all of it. If we're slowed down enough to see, we have a choice in all of it, and the choice that we make, well, that's certainly the trajectory we are going to go on. But we are making the choice. Moses, if we go back to Deuteronomy, says it pretty clear. I have given you the choice today between life and death. between blessing and cursing. And I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice that you make. Oh, that you would choose life, so that you and your descendants might live. Holy Spirit, we reach for you. We reach for you in this. Because we can relate to what Paul is saying. Every human being can relate to what Paul is saying. Wretched people that we are, we do the things we don't want to do. And we don't do the things that we ought to do, that we know. Like we find ourselves in all kinds of positions that bring mistakes or missteps or shame. And then we're hiding. It's a convoluted mess without you. And without an approach to walking into the light and into freedom, where there isn't anything else going on, that is true freedom. Not the freedom to just choose whatever we want, because we're going to choose poorly, but the freedom to be in the light with nothing to hide. Lead us, Spirit of Truth, into all truth. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Daily Audio Bible and the Daily Audio Bible app, these are home base. And it is indeed where you find out what's going on around here, so check it out. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. And specifically, check out the Wind Farm coffee and tea that we roast and source and bring to the community here. We've kind of redesigned all that and are really making some big changes in that realm over the next year. But check it out. Right now, if like we have a subscription to coffee. You can have your coffee sent fresh roasted to you each and every month. If you sign up for a year, like if you pay for that for a year, we will send you a free 20th anniversary clean canteen. And these clean canteens, when we have them, they go so fast. And you'll see why. If you have one, you know. If you don't, then you'll find your new favorite way to drink your coffee or your tea. I've got mine. Actually, the very one that you can get that we'll send you for free for a year subscription. I have mine right here. It's beautiful. But more importantly, it keeps my coffee hot all day so that I can sip it throughout the day. And I love that. And that was hard to find. And so we're glad to do this. Check out the Wind Farm coffee and tea in the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if what we do here is life-giving to you, then thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, DAB. This is Anna from Atlanta. I'm a new listener. I started listening at the start of 2026. My husband has been a listener for 17 years. Coincidentally, today is our 17-year anniversary, which is why I'm calling in. I'm calling in to encourage those of you struggling in your marriage. This was me 3 years ago exactly on our 14-year wedding anniversary. Around this time, I found out my husband had fallen in love with his employee, they discovered their feelings were mutual and chose to move forward with their relationship. My husband has always been a good father, so telling our three boys that he was moving out, that he loved someone else, and we were getting divorced was one of the hardest things I've ever experienced. At the time, my boys were 17, 12, and 10. I watched my kids retreat and turn into shells of their former selves, and the pain of watching this was almost unbearable. We decided to see a divorce relationship therapist so we could learn the healthiest ways to communicate with our kids about this situation. Sadly, during this time, my husband's best friend died of liver cancer due to years of being an alcoholic, and my husband crashed and hit rock bottom. For whatever reason, this event changed him, and he started reevaluating his life and choices. He decided he wanted to work on our marriage. He told me that he had called DAB asking for prayers to save our marriage. Due to my choice in sharing the severity and trauma to all of my friends and family, I lost all of my support system when I told them my decision to work on my marriage. But I felt in my heart that God wanted me to forgive him and to save my marriage. It was a very long and painful road, but it was so worth it. Dad family, I truly believe that God in your prayers healed our dead marriage and built a new marriage that is God-centered and healthy. For those of you going through this, keep praying and keep the faith. Our whole family is so grateful for your prayers. Thank you.
Hello, this is Following Promptings again in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. I just wanted to lift up some prayers of thanksgiving and thankful prayers of answered prayers. Alta Lee had a breakthrough in her business. Henry is healing from leukemia. For such a time as this, celebrated her 25-year anniversary. Brenda and Dolly Jones's business is thriving, which is a good result out of the enemy's distraction. Dawn Rising's 14-year-old daughter, her mental health is better, and she is turning to God. Curtis in the Commonwealth, a Virginia wife, has healed from breast cancer surgery and is getting counseling, and he is healed from his concussion. Praise the Lord. Billy's PSA numbers came in lower. We are praying for a clear follow-up biopsy. Jim from the western corner of Virginia was diagnosed 10 and a half years ago with stage 4 cancer and has been clear for 5 years. He was very thankful for God allowing him to see his children married and for grandchildren, and is praying to keep him clear. Abba's daughter Sadie M. is getting close to camp and provisions are coming in. She had a good interview for a new job, redeemed in Southern Illinois, turned a corner in her job, and is seeing hope. Caring in Indiana had an amazing first long walk and feels ready to face the world and feels centered. Casey, the single-minded plumber, his wife and daughter got back safe, and his best friend Timmy's daughter Logan is doing better. His coworker Aaron has been alcohol-free for over a month and is out of treatment and is doing great. Dear Lord, thank you so much for all of these answered prayers and for things that are happening that are good in our community. Amen.
Hello, family. This is for such a time as this. Those that are friends of mine on Facebook already know, but my husband was rushed to the hospital again yesterday. This morning was doing pretty good, but then everything went bad in the afternoon. He is now in ICU. I had to make a very quick decision in 5 minutes because they told me I had to either do one thing or put him on hospice. And not crying now because I've been crying all day, but I made the decision to get him intubated and do emergency dialysis. We do not know what the result is going to be, but I couldn't make the hospice decision at this time. Anyway, we need a lot of prayers. My heart is breaking, and I feel very lost. I'm sitting in the house all alone and just need your prayers. Love you all for such a time as this. Please hold us up in your prayers. Bye.
Hello, my name is Frances, and I go by Princess. I live in Alabama. And I've got two prayer requests, please, if you don't mind. One is for my ex-sister-in-law. She has anxiety really bad, and she has a breathing problem where her lungs don't fill up with air like she needs. So she is scared. She has fear, and she cries because she gets lonely too. And she just wants to be healed. She just needs peace. So y'all, please, family, pray with me for that, if you don't mind. And my second prayer request is for my neighbor here where I live. She said on the right side of her brain, nerves are dead, and she gets like major migraine headaches, and it makes her cry. So y'all please pray for her. And her name is Diane, and I would really appreciate that. And I'm late on telling everybody thank you for praying for me when I called and was upset. But this is Princess from Alabama, and I pray for y'all every night. I listen to the prayer request before I go to bed, and I pray with you and for you. And I haven't heard Joe the Protector in a long time, so I want to shout out to you. And I love y'all, and thank you so much for the prayers that you're sending up. And I just want to say thank you to Brian and Jill, and I love y'all very, very much. Goodbye.
Hello, DAB, family, community. This is Beauty for Ashes in New York. It is Sunday, July 19th, and I'm calling with a prayer request and asking my DAB family to lift me up in prayer, that God would heal my heart, because I have been always frequently struggling with a lot of regret in my decisions. I have 95% of the time have always made a lot of most of my decisions based on a lot of emotion. I do believe in God. I'm in a healthy church. But when things get really, really difficult, I just keep it to myself. I do talk to God, but I act a lot on my emotions. With that said, I had filed for a divorce in 2022, and it was finalized in May or April of 2024. And my husband at the time still is an unbeliever. And I, the believer, walked away because I didn't just want to be bothered anymore. And I quit basically. And 4 months ago, my ex-husband and I began to talk again and communicate again. And I do have mixed emotions, because I'm like, God, what are you doing? I was getting used to life being divorced because I made this decision on my own, in my own wisdom. So I was getting used to it. So only now, 4 months now, communicating with my ex-husband, we both admitted we still do love each other. But there's trauma, there's broken trust. And him still being an unbeliever is the last thing he wants to do is get married again. So I feel like I'm faced with this decision that I made, heavy in regret, and I'm struggling with that. Please pray for me, DAB community. Thank you.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Steve from Northwest Arkansas. It's July 20th. Just want to lift up a few things that we heard this morning. And a couple things from days past. God be with us this morning. Watch over the DAB family. Lord, we've heard so many call in for Joe from Georgia. Very impactful prayer. Just encourage him. God, be with him. Watch over him. Let him know, God, that we're all in that place. We've all got struggles and problems with relationships and past sins and problems. But we just live for you today. So encourage that, brother. Want to pray for Latrice, who just had a brand new baby boy but found out she has cancer. Be with her, Lord. Give her many years. Take that cancer away so she can be a mom to that baby boy. Bless that young man. Make him a godly young man. Watch over him every day of his life. Lord, we want to pray for Skylar, who is in the hospital struggling. It was given CPR. We just want to pray for that young person and ask that you give them more and more days in their life and help the doctors figure out what's going on and just be with them. and for Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, who kind of touched our hearts this morning, Lord. Just ease her heart, let her know that she's encouraged many and her heart's in the right place, and those situations aren't easy. Lord, we're just blessed by her, blessed by so many. And also, lastly, Lisa the Encourager called in here in the last day or two. It's great to hear from her and just continue to bless her and be with her, Lord, in her battle and struggle. Love you, DAB family. Love you, God. In Jesus' name I pray.